This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the city of Stadthallendorf, Germany. After spending tens of millions of dollars, the city debuted a brand new building. The local paper hailed it as, quote, modern, innovative, and state-of-the-art, which kind of reinforces the reputation of German engineering, right? Well, earlier today, emergency services, they were alerted to a fire that had started in a vehicle before quickly spreading to the whole building. About 170 firefighters, including members of the local volunteer fire brigade, they showed up to fight the 30-foot flames. Now, no one was injured, but 10 fire engines were actually destroyed. Because the building in question was the new fire station that was not equipped with a fire alarm.
Oh, my. Mm.
And before you say, well, that's stupid, believe it or not, there is no law in Germany requiring that a fire station specifically have a fire alarm. But they also had electric vehicles in there, and one of those batteries burst into flames, spread to the building, so the whole thing burned to the ground.
Damn.
Yeah, I get the feeling that law will change. They said there's a little, quote-unquote, public outrage about that.
You would just think the firemen themselves would be like, where's our fire alarm?
You would think that.
All right.
No one asked. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, Adam, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. We have hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's animalize this.
An animal has been scratching around a supermarket gas station for at least a week and a half, causing a social media stir in a Welsh town. Now, regular sightings of the critter, they've been reported. One man named Ems Hanley, who does wildlife rehabilitations in the town, helped form what he's calling the Animal Rescue Team. Quote, a witness said she saw the animal jump from the back of a truck, so we have kind of an idea where it came from. It's understood the animal made a bid for freedom while the truck that it was in had stopped for fuel. According to the manager of the gas station, she's been there coming up on 3 weeks now. Now, Ms. Hansley also said it could be more than one animal that's being spotted. Quote, there are supposedly three. We've seen pictures that look like at least two different animals. We've not seen pictures of a third one. Unfortunately, these animals are terrified of people. She added how they seem to be in a green area adjoining the parking lot, but hidden in the thick hedges. So Ms. Hanley said that her team, they're waiting to get technical help with a thermal scanner in the hopes of searching the thicket so that they can find these animals. Now, the question is, what kind of animal or animals are on the loose? Is it pigs, monkeys, lizards, or chickens? Pigs, monkeys, lizards, or chickens? What's hiding in the thicket in the green next to the gas station?
That's going to be a fun one. Miles, Ted, what are you guys thinking?
I'm going to go with one of my crazy theories. Where are they stuck again?
Somewhere in Wales.
No. What kind of area is it behind there?
So there's a gas station, there's a green area, and then next to the green area is this big thicket, and they believe
that's a thicket. They're pigs.
Pigs.
Okay. Get it? Thicket.
Adam, I'm going to go monkeys.
You know, Miles, I'm going to join you with monkeys just based on that I know Monkey Fighter Jerry. And it has to be monkeys.
Okay. Well, if you win, you get a pizza from him. All right. What are these animals that are hanging around this gas station? Pigs, monkeys, lizards, or chickens? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories Animalize this on Profile This. We got an animal that's been hanging around a gas station in Wales for maybe over a week. Could be three. Might not just be one animal. They think it might be a few.
They just can't tell.
But they have not been able to track any of the animals down. So the question is, what did they see? Pigs, monkeys, lizards, or chickens?
And Adam, that is the very question that we posed to you. Ted, you went with pig. Maybe he's going to talk about pig nipples all day. Not a pig.
All right.
And Adam, you know Jerry the monkey fighter. And as a result of that, you agreed with the very old Miles Montgomery. Got to be monkeys. It was not monkeys. They don't need Jerry over there.
It's chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Then who cares?
I don't know. That's why
do you
I chose
care?
The
store.
We need a thermal.
Why do you care?
It's a chicken.
I don't think coo and stuff.
Maybe it's three chickens. Does it matter? Does it matter?
Right. They're going through
this
all
this. This is not a problem.
It feels very Welsh to get pissed off about that.
They're not mad. It's just more, for whatever reason, it's very, very important to them.
Are they hungry?
That they resolve this three chicken problem.
Yeah, it's chickens hanging out in the thicket.
That chicken in the thicket.
Whatever makes you angry.
Chicken in the thicket sounds like a euphemism.
It also sounds like a British food.
Right. It sounds like a snack.
Like you put the hole in the bread and drop the egg.
Yeah, exactly.
Americans have the chicken in a biscuit. We have a chicken in a thicket.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Just an egg on rice.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Seth Meyers. Colbert. Tomlinson. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers or something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Right now, right here, some people are saying this is the best time ever to be a New York sports fan. The Yankees are in the ALCS. The Mets are in the NLCS. The Knicks are pushing for a championship in the NBA this year. Also, time to remind people the football teams play in New Jersey.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Smith!
Smith! Damn it!
Got him.
See, it was the phrasing. It was way too sportsy.
Yeah.
A big scandal as Suga from K-pop band BTS was caught driving a scooter while intoxicated, and he has to apologize, got fined, and had his license revoked. Koreans need a license to drive one of these? In New York City, you'll see him ridden down Broadway by a baby eating a turkey leg.
I'll say that's Colbert.
Fallon.
Colbert.
There's a scandal as Suga from the K-pop boy band BTS has apologized for driving an electric scooter while intoxicated, for which he was not only fined, but has also had his license revoked. Koreans need a license to drive one of these. In New York, you'll see them being ridden down Broadway by a baby eating a turkey leg.
Overrated food right there, the turkey
leg. Turkey leg, I agree.
There's a restaurant in Austin, Texas, getting a lot of buzz online. According to Forbes, though, Ethos_ATX is not real. Every post is a work of AI, which I could have told you. The food is good and the cooks are smiling. If the bear has taught me anything, it's this. The food will not be Michelin starred unless the chefs are getting in a knife fight.
Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
There's a restaurant listed in Austin, Texas that's gotten a lot of buzz online. According to Forbes, Ethos_ATX is not real. Every post is the work of AI. Yeah, I could have told you that. The food is good and the chefs are smiling. If the bear has taught me anything, it's this. The food will not be Michelin starred unless the chefs are getting into a knife fight.
Have you seen that restaurant?
I have not.
Oh, food looks amazing.
Okay.
Russia is encouraging their people to conceive children during breaks at work because of the declining birth rate. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, there's cake in the break room.
Fallon? Colbert.
Colbert. In a new government initiative, Russians are being urged to conceive children during breaks at work to help the country's declining birth rate. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, there's cake in the break room.
Cake by the ocean.
Ew.
Lifetime's holiday lineup. Basically, listen, they made a movie about Travis and Taylor.
Oh, my God.
It's called Christmas in the Spotlight.
Oh.
Yo, Mike, I threw the promo in there.
Let's look. Saturday, there. November 3rd now. For the first time ever, Hallmark and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Love it. On the field.
How about those?
Jeez.
Holiday touchdown. A Chiefs love story. All new Saturday, November 30th. Part of Countdown to Christmas. Only on Hallmark Channel.
People questioning their feelings for each other, just real or show the pressure mounts by the press, paparazzi, their fans, and even their family. I was going to say, credit to them. The Chiefs, you know the NFL and the Chiefs got money for this.
Oh, absolutely.
And has the NFL changed their rules? I know back in the day, right, like any given Sunday, there is no NFL stuff.
Nothing. Not a single thing. If you're an official licensed sponsor of whatever, you get some things. I just don't know if you get that.
But I'm watching like this Aaron Hernandez story, and they'll sprinkle in actual footage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that seems odd.
But they, trust me, they had to get the NFL's permission to do it.
I know.
Which
I
means the NFL
like
also had to approve how they're going to tell. I mean, look, and the NFL is not trying to protect Aaron Hernandez, but just to make sure, right. Just to make sure, and you can use our footage. Obviously, there's going to be references to the NFL, but it's kind of like Walmart yesterday with the Sheryl Crow album. If you're going to mention our store and say that it leads to violence, right, no. So I think the NFL operates like that. But the fact that they agreed with the Kansas City Chiefs, as they put in a promo, that means the Chiefs went to the NFL. Hey, man, this is what they're kicking around, and they got to go ahead.
I'm just surprised because the Aaron Hernandez thing does not make
anything look good.
No. Right? Like I said, like I watched a new episode last night, like just the concussions and this and that, and like just blatant. I forgot he had injuries and stuff, and credit, the guy who plays Belichick is like, don't do this. And he's like, I can't be at home.
Okay.
So he shot up, you know, they're shooting him up with stuff, which, look, we still know that goes on today. The NFL can say whatever they want.
Well, they have to say it.
There's no chance you see some of those injuries and you see a guy run into the tunnel and come back out and he's fine. It's like, well, obviously they're shooting him up with something.
And look, I get the NFL's position. I mean, it's like if I have, you know, 800 pounds of methamphetamine in my trunk and get pulled over by the cops, I'm not going to say, yeah, man, there's 800 pounds.
But the NFL is also a lot wilder than I think we have any idea, you know? Like, sure. Even your brother, right? Like, they have their own locker room. They're not in the player locker rooms. But, like, I had heard stories. But when Percy Harvin comes out and it's like, oh, I was high as a kite smoking blunts before I returned that touchdown, you're just like, somebody's got to smell that in the locker room.
I'm sure they all do.
But it's not just like the NBA. I think the NBA, like, it's common knowledge they smoke blunts.
They're very
smoke
open.
Whatever. I shouldn't say just blunts.
Blunts. I mean, that's just. I hear what you're trying to do there, but blunts, yeah.
I have a theory on the Lifetime thing.
All right.
Lifetime is owned jointly by Walt Disney, which also owns ESPN.
Correct.
So all right. Maybe just because they already have a deal in place, it's easier to work with people who already have
an
investment.
If you're the NFL, honestly, NFL. Lifetime Network ain't doing you harm.
Well, and if you're the NFL, I know people get annoyed, but they're going to. Taylor Swift is arguably the most popular person on the planet. So they're going to exploit that as much as they can.
Yeah, until they break up.
I've read stuff where Taylor Swift has reached out to the NFL. Like, you're not going to use my music when you bump her in or out, and just stop showing me so much. Because she doesn't want the average NFL fan hating her either.
No.
Right. It's like, I'm here.
But you brought a whole new crowd in to watch the the game, and maybe they're thinking the same thing here.
So there's a whole, I found this guy, I think for Bro Bible, right? And the guy's just kind of a nerdy dude. So I was telling Thurl about this. He started going and watching like Taylor Swift, like Reddit threads and everything. So like last year, he was saying all the Swifties, it was kind of funny, is they'd be like, I don't understand why they just don't like throw the ball to this person, or like, how can they not score? They have the best players. And then he said, he's like, they have gotten really smart. Like, by this year, they're breaking down, like, defense.
Why are they doing the cover, too?
Awesome.
Exactly.
Great.
Right? It's just like, right? It's obviously like,
nickel route, damn it, nickel route.
I mean, yeah. Right? It is kind of funny, but I mean, those fans are crazy.
But at least they're into football, then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the good thing. Cool.
Let's see. So remember Jerry Seinfeld? I think it was about a year ago.
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld. By the way, there's a little like tour. I don't know if they just did a one-off show, but it's like Gaffigan, Seinfeld, my guy Nate Bargatze, and then I'll try to forget who the fourth guy was. And like they get up on stage, they're all up there together, and Seinfeld's just, he's barely ripping Nate a little bit, right? And then Gaffigan, of all people, kind of jumps in. And, like, if you've never seen Bargatze's stand-up, he's a pretty kind of monotone dude, just like, well, I mean, I don't know. You know, almost like a Southern Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
So, like, they're kind of ripping him, but he just goes, oh, I didn't realize we were up here to just make fun of each other.
Okay.
Stop it. So he came out and said the extreme left, I think it was like a year ago, was ruining comedy.
Yeah.
They had not done any. So now in a new interview, he says, basically he's taking it back. He compares comedians to skiers who have to make the gate, right? If you watch downhill, right? So you could, or the slalom, you got to go down, but at certain points, you got to make those gates.
Yeah.
Right? The course is going to change. He says, whatever the culture is, we make the gate. You don't have to make the gate. Or if you don't make it, you're out of the game. The game is where the gate and how I make the gate and get down the hill the way I want. He also adds, which I agree with, this culture change. Are there things I used to say that I can't say because that everybody's always moving? Yeah, that's the biggest, easiest target. And look, he's right. There's certain words, certain groups, his observation stuff. He's like, look, there's plenty of words we talk about we used to say on the air.
Oh, my God.
That we wouldn't say anymore.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. And the thing is, like, if you can't move, you don't have to like everything, but if you can't move with the times, that's on you. Because it's everybody. Mm-hmm. Comedian, TV news anchor, doing a show like this. It's like, man, we're all in the same boat, dude. We get it.
And it depends also what your version of comedy is. Like, for me, personally, I just never cared for Andrew Dice Clay. I don't find it funny. To me, it's very shticky. And I get it.
People love it. You're not funny. It's one shtick. And the shtick's not bad, but there's nothing else
to do. Say the same thing about Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. I watched a whole special on him, and he never reached the heights of, like, that first album and everything. But right, like, but also, I get some people like that stuff, but like, not every comedy has to be like that. Now, look, there's some comedies, some comedians I like that I think would shock people, but I don't know. I like it when they do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't agree. Like, they'll get into political stuff that I do not agree with, but I'm like, well, that's funny.
But if you're funny, you're funny. I mean, that's a comedian's whole point.
Yeah, right? Like, things just get so polarizing.
Everything.
Right. Like, you know what I mean?
You can name a paint color, and somehow, you know, there's a war of words, and it's gone to, like, cable news, and you're like, Jesus Christ. The guy said he wanted to paint his dining room yellow. You know, and somehow it spiraled into this nonsense.
I know. Like, last weekend, I was doing my Obama, and somebody was like, dude, that's a really good Obama. And I was like, yeah, but he's not been in office, so I don't get to do it anymore. And I said, you know, between Biden and Trump, especially, I said, everybody just does Trump stuff now.
Yeah.
I said, but the Obama's still great, the way he paces and, you know. Could be this, could be that. Thrill, you know what I'm saying.
What did Colbert tell him? He said, man, you put out whatever book you put out like 1-2 years ago. And Colbert told him, he said, look, man, it's like an 800-page book. You know, about, a lot to say. And he said, you know, a lot of people, when a book's that big, would listen to the audio version. But the way you talk, I figured it'd just be faster to read it.
Right? Just, I don't know. Just with comedy and everything, it moves so fast. This and that. It's just like, all right. But I'm with that. I think good comedians can stick up with the time, and you can also, now granted, we're biased because we work at broadcast radio, so we can't curse, right? And like, I, you know, we know sometimes other words you come up with are funnier.
That's
and
what
they're
makes,
almost like childish.
That's what I laugh about the FCC. You know, if you and I were talking about something, and I'm talking about my penis, I do not call it my penis, I call it my D. But the FCC says, don't say that. And I'm like, so I can call it my yogurt cannon, my one-eyed moisture missile, the bacon torpedo. I mean, like, so you end up coming with funnier stuff than if I just said my D, which is what people say.
Yeah,
I got correct. Kicked in the D, and they're like, don't say that. I got kicked in the one-eyed moisture missile.
Jenny Loggins.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. Jenny so Loggins is better than dropping the D word.
And I think mouth most hug. Of those comedians can right, mouth,
canyon
mouth,
yodeling. I mean,
you can, they can come off with other stuff and other terms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like I said, it ends up being funnier because if you just say what normal people say in a normal conversation, you kind of miss it.
Yeah.
You know, like if you say my D, no one thinks about it because that's what everyone says. So then when you call it this stupid, ridiculous euphemism, people pay attention and chuckle. So in that regard with the FCC, I'm like, cool, man. It's all right. I just won't say D.
Yeah. And sometimes, too, frankly, for some of these comedians, like the audience has got to catch up with the times, too. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to say that word anymore.
Right.
Like, hey, I get it. It was fine.
I hope you realize what you bought a ticket to.
Right. Yeah. Say it with your buddy around the campfire.
Going to a comedy show.
That's what I tell my kids. It's like, hey, man, I know, because you're both teens, and I'm a one's 12, one's 14. I'm like, I know you guys have mouths. I've overheard you, right? But as long as you're sitting around me and you're smart enough not to cuss around me, I got no problems. And with your friends, I know you're saying every stupid thing you can, because this is the age you do it.
Correct. Let's see. If you're a complete psychopath like myself and you love college football and pro football, just a reminder, there's games on every night of the week until January something.
Every night of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They've started playing Tuesday. Like, last night, I got sucked in a New Mexico State and Louisiana Tech.
I mean, damn.
Right. After we did our podcast, I popped it on. It ends up going to triple overtime. It's just,
was the Louisiana Tech, was that Brett Favre? Is that what they're known for? They had like one player that, I think it was.
That, you know what? You might be right. It's hard. It's also hard to tell because some of those teams have changed over time, right? Like it used to be Louisiana Lafayette, the Rage Cajuns.
Oh, gotcha. Right, right.
But no,
right.
You're right. Louisiana Tech might be Brett Favre. It's either him or, who was the, everybody thought he was a complete dummy for the Steelers.
Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, sadly, that's
everyone.
The clue. Right.
I honestly say that because my mom would always tell me, she goes, you will not believe. Like, we just thought he was the dumbest.
Everybody did. Yep.
But anyhow, turn on ESPNU or something. There's some other stuff on tonight. The Golden Bachelorette. That's the old broad. That's all. All that. And we
Saggy
talked,
Maggie.
We talked about Travis Kelce earlier. Well, good news. Tonight on Amazon, he's hosting Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man was caught trying to steal a generator.
that happened to power a traffic light. Meanwhile, a dude tries to rob a pizza store. Unfortunately for him, he ended up in a fight. To Texas, where gang member is arrested after stealing thousands in panties from a store. Would you wear shoes that a porch pirate also wore? And a Florida man attacks the cops with fire. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We stay right here at home and head to Snoqualmie. Police got a call from a homeowner in the area after spotting a suspicious-looking woman on their Ring camera, telling officers that she believed that she had been there the night before stealing packages off of porches. After taking her into custody, police used Ring footage to positively identify her as the one that had stolen packages from two different homes, one containing Birkenstocks, the other a pair of boots. Seems to have a type. She might have been able to make a case for herself if she wasn't wearing the stolen boots at the time of her arrest.
Did her shirt have anything to do with being a plunger?
Did you hear that the boots were returned to the rightful owners?
Yes, she was. Would taken
you
to
wear
jail.
Do you wear the boots again?
Yes,
you do.
Yes,
she depends what the person looks like.
She's been
like.
Wearing them for a week.
Been wearing them for a week. Okay,
these are your boots.
It depends on if they're like scuffed or whatnot. And to be fair, I've got like one pair of shoes that I am like taking good care of because they're very, very nice shoes. Other than that, they're shoes. Right. So honestly, I wouldn't mind. My wife is probably a different story.
I say this, but I took a pair of bowling shoes that probably 5,000 people wore.
You think it's only 5,000?
Maybe more.
I'm also a thrill. I'm going to judge what this dude looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he wearing socks?
It was a woman.
Right.
Right.
No. But I'm saying if I had boots that somebody stole.
Gotcha. Right. Does it look like his dirty ass feet dirtied up my shoes? Is kind of what you're looking at here. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get you. How much mud did he walk through in my nice new
Let
shoes?
Let me see your toes.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going to judge his personal hygiene.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want my shoes without jam, thank you.
Yeah.
In other news, to Houston, Texas, where a gang member was arrested.
That is just a term I can't stand.
Yeah, I know.
Toe jam.
But the reason why is actually a little odd. He's in the U.S. illegally from Venezuela and was determined to be associated with a group known as TDA, based on his tattoos. The gang is notorious for their brutal violence and murder, as well as kidnapping. But our man here was arrested on charges of retail theft after he was found to have stolen $3,400 worth of women's underwear.
Mm. Okay. So, and then what?
They're like, we're unsure if it has to do with other gang activities as to why he's doing this. It's like,
what kind of gang is he in?
Right. They might be trying to peddle some stuff, I guess, but...
We don't is do that drugs. We don't carry weapons, but we will take women's underwear.
Right. Hey, man, you need some panties?
Hey, brother. Brother, you look like a man wouldn't mind wearing women's underwear. Right. I saw your ass when you walked by. This G-string would look phenomenal.
Put them curves in this.
Pretty bad dudes. We go on panty raids.
Exactly.
Hey, man, these ones got little frillies. It's Victoria's Secret right
here. Right here is lace, brother.
Still in Texas, an upcoming criminal.
Go ahead and give it a tug.
Trust me, your girl will look sexy in these.
These ones don't have a crotch, so her stuff all hangs out.
It's a lie. Me and the boys wear them.
Makes it easier for sex.
Was it taking that long to take down panties? I was like, we got to get the crotch out of them.
I mean, I need it right now.
Right. Come on. Still in Texas, an upcoming criminal learned about the on-the-job hazard after a botched robbery. The story goes that he walked into the local Marco's Pizza location and approached the counter, giving the employee a note that read, quote, "Don't say S, empty the drawer."
Can I say poop?
Brandishing a
That's
firearm.
What you put. Can I say poop? Can I say caca? I won't say the S word because that is cussing.
Brandishing a firearm holster in his waistband. Not threatened, the employee instead grabbed the robber and put him in a chokehold while his coworker called police. A scuffle ensued with the manager of the branch eventually pulling the gun off of the robber and beating the criminal with the butt of his own weapon.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, they beat the tar out of him, dude.
Did you see his picture?
Oh, yeah.
He did not do well.
He got messed up. After gaining full control of the situation, the 19-year-old robber eventually submitted to employees to wait for police, and he was arrested and charged. What I kind of left out of the story there is that they attempted to shoot him with his own gun, but the gun didn't work. So that's why they beat him with the butt of it. And then he grabbed a knife out of the back and was like, "Do you want to go to jail or die?"
And where was this?
Texas, somewhere in Texas.
Okay, I know I had heard from some people similar situations had happened where this guy worked, which is like, you want us to call the cops, you want to die today because your robbery went sideways.
Exactly. But just in case those stories left the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Some good news on the subject of stroke recovery. A company by the name of Newbond, N-E-U, Newbond, conducted a small study with a stroke support group in London in which they outfitted subjects with a specifically designed armband.
Oh, stroke, gotcha.
Miles, they attached the band to the disabled arm of the stroke patient at the upper part of the forearm, and using electrodes, it detects muscle activation commands and stimulates the nerves to do what is called neuroplasticity, which reorganizes the brain around new neural pathways.
Huh.
And then after just 8 sessions, they've seen patients' arms go from completely rigid to able to bend and flex with more control.
Nice.
So trying to get a little bit of motor function back into those stroke patients. Miles. Men's room sports, the Kraken made their mark in Nashville, coming back from a tied game at 3.
Wow, did they come on
after the second period to emerge victorious with an impressive 7-3 victory.
Man, that was a hell of a third period.
Yes, sir. They'll make
Predators
their way
can hunt Krakens.
Ah! They'll make their way back home today to prepare for tomorrow as they host the Philadelphia tomorrow night at Climate Pledge. Sports on the night, there's more hockey on TNT and True TV, preseason basketball on NBA Network, college football on ESPN2, and Game 3 of the NLCS between the Dodgers and Mets is currently on FS1. As far as your weather, rain's going to continue to come in and out along with the clouds tomorrow night, tonight into tomorrow, with temperatures dipping below 50 before warming back up to a high of 56 with some scattered showers and mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for some afternoon sunshine, though, so we can hope. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Joe Lean up next with more Disturbed tickets. We'll see you next time for the Big Dummy and the Head Chef with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we may all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.